Okay, we left off towards the bottom on the Kafav Mendez. V'amar Rava, where you have the kuf of the English part. V'amar Rava, Zarakli Mirosh Hagag, V'hayu Tachtav Karim Uksasas, Ba'acher, V'silkan, Kadam V'silkan, Patur, Mai Taima, V'idna, Deshadye Psuke Mifsuke Gire. And when Gemara explains why the person who threw the kli from Rosh Hagag is patur, because when he threw it, there were karim uksatot, and therefore psuke mifsuke gire. He wasn't doing a maisa nezek. His act was not going to damage the kli. But the Gemara doesn't explain why the person who was moving the karim uksasos, be it a different person or be it the same person, why he is also patur. So Rashi says, patur, the Banim Rashi on the Amud, hare mizrikaso ein sofo hi shaver ad shi natlu hakarim. So there was no maisa nezek on the part of the zorek. Vezesha natal hakarim, vafilu hazorek atzmo nitalan, patur. Why? The grama benazikin havi. Rashi says that we have over here a case of grama, and that's how we have a p'tur. Look at Tosos. Tosos says, Pirish Rav Alfus, de rabba letame, de lesle dina de garmi, beresh hagozol kama. And then you can put three dots into Tosos, and as we look into the riff, we'll see that he says that even though rabba doesn't talk of garmi, but we paskin that garmi is chayev, and therefore in this case you're chayev, because it's not grama, it's garmi. And l'rinir the ha grama benazikin hu, he goes back to Rashi, upater l'kuleyama. There's no machlokas in terms of the world of grama and garmi. Everyone agrees that garmi is chayev, and everyone agrees that grama is pater. The question is, what exactly is going on over here? What's the background of this Rashi, the Rif, and the Bali HaTosfos? So we know that there were certain Rishonim who wrote kuntrasim on topics, like we have the Ramban wrote on Torah Sa'adam on Hilchos Avelus, and the Rashba, we pointed out, wrote on Iser V'Heter, and we know that the Ravid also wrote on Hilchos Taras Mishpacha, Hilchos Nida, and so we have from the Ramban himself a kuntras on garmi. It's not show and tell, so I didn't bring it, but in other words, when I learned Baruch Buchenstein Baba Kama in 1964, so that time the only Ramban that was to be found was the two-volume Ramban in Rashi script that had been printed under the guidance of Isser Zalman Meltzer. This is Amin Meltzer had found the Ketav Yad of the Ramban, and he had corrected it, and that's what was printed. And everyone knew that there were a lot of mistakes in the printing. And so when we learned Baba Kama, at one point, every one of us would go over to Rav Buchenstein's Ramban and open it up and copy into our Rambans all of his, everything in the margin that he corrected, because that was the only way of getting a correct version. There were no photostat machines. That was the only way of getting a correct version of the Ramban. Since then, the Ramban has been printed in two more versions. One, along with the entire Ramban, was reprinted in black print by Machon Ma'arava, and then Rav Hirschler printed certain Mosechtos of the Ramban, including the Kuntras HaGarmi, in the with a lot of He'aros. And Rav Buchenstein put out a sefer on grama, or his talmidim put out a sefer. And in the front of the sefer, they had permission from those who put out the new Ramban to put the new Ramban in. In any case, in other words, having said all of that, the Ramban basically points out that we have three shitos that could be divided maybe into four shitos in the Rishonim as to how to understand the terminology of grama and Garmi and the halachic significance. The first shita of the Rishonim, and I'll identify the Rishon in a moment, but the first shita is that there's no difference between Grama and Garmi, that in Aramaic, sometimes the word ends with a yud, sometimes it ends with an aleph. It's all one and the same, both in terms of definition and in terms of halacha. And there's a machlokas, tanoim amoroim, on the status of Grama / Garmi, that Rav Meir holds that Grama / Garmi are chayev, and there are those like Rava who disagree and hold that Grama / Garmi are patur. This, according to the Ramban in his Kuntras, this is Rashi. Rather than try and put that from the Kuntras, which is a little hard, the Shach in Sif Katan Dalet, it's the third Marim Makom on the page, writes, Va'af al-gav shekosav, Va'af shekosav alav ha-Rambam b'nimukav, v'zeh v'shono, perusha l'da'ato d'rabba. In other words, that the p'tur over here is according to Rabba, avog l'didan chayav, d'dayininan dina d'garmi, v'dina d'grama d'garmi, v'grama b'nezikin chada milsehi l'da'as Rashi, duk v'tishkach, v'timtza ze ramuz b'kama makomos b'perusho, Adkan Lashon HaRamban. That Rashi, you can be medayik from his language, that he views that every case of Grama and Garmi, they're all one and the same, and every one of them is a machlokas. And therefore, this particular Rashi that we have, where he says, Pator, the Grama ben Ezekin Habe, that's according to the Mando Amar, that Grama ben Ezekin is Pator. But there's also a Mando Amar, that Grama ben Ezekin is Chayav. The Shach in Siv Katan Dalet tries to see what are the Ramazim that the Ramban is referring to. V'timso ze Ramuz b'kama makamos. Where within Rashi do we find hints that we have over here a machlokas on every case of Grama and Garmi? And so the one case that I quoted, you could look at it inside, but I mean, we'll look at it in it's in Bava Kama. So if you turn to Daf Nun Hei Omid Beis in Bava Kama, beginning of Perek HaKones, so where the lines widen, we have a statement to Rav Yoshua. Amar Rav Yoshua, Arba Dvarim Ha'osa Oso Patur Midinei Adam V'chayev B'dinei Shamayim. And Rashi over there points out, about six lines from the bottom of the Rashi, Patur Midinei Adam Kasavar Grama ben Ezekin Pator. The moment that Rashi puts in the word Kasavar, it means this is a shita of Rav Yoshua, and this is a shita of Rabba. However, there are others who hold that Grama ben Ezekin is Chayiv, namely that there is no difference between Grama and Garmi. Either they're both Chayiv or they're both Pator, and that's a machlokes Chazal. That's the shita of Rashi. And therefore, in our Gemara, when Rashi says Patur, the Grama ben Ezekin Have, he's telling us that it's Patur according to Rabba, because Rabba, in terms of Sovish, Sharos, Shachaveru, and Daf Tzadiches, holds that Grama ben Ezekin is Patur. The second Shita is that there is no difference between Grama and Garmi in definition. That whatever case is Grama is a case of Garmi, whatever case of Garmi is a case of Grama in terms of definition. However, there's a difference in halacha, namely that Mida Oraisa, Grama / Garmi, any indirect nezek is going to be patur. However, there are cases where Chazal made a knas and said that this individual is going to be chayav. Those cases we call Garmi. Namely, Garmi is not a category that has a set definition which is different than Grama. Garmi are the cases of indirect damage that Chazal decided to make a knas. And we can probably give an overriding description that cases which are shriach and are more likely to cause havoc in society, if we say patur, those are cases where Chazal made their gzeira. To see this in the Rishonim, if you look at the first source, we have a Tosfos in Baba Basra, on Daf Kaf Beis Amud Beis, it's the bottom Tosfos on the Amud, where at the end of Tosfos, the last two lines, V'nira Ritzva, in the middle of the bottom next to the last line, V'nira L'Ritzva, the Dina de Garmi Have Mitam Knas, K'nemuchach B'Yerushalmi, U'lekach Kol Hezek HaMatzui V'Rogi Olavo, Kansu Chachamim, V'tam de Kansu Shlo Yehe Kol Echad Holech U'Masek L'Chaveiro Be'en, V'Hainu Taima V'Chule V'Chule. In other words, that it's really not that much of a chule because it's the end of Tosfos. I kind of read that and just cut off it's a word at the end when I focused out of it. In any case, this is a sheet of the Ritzva, and the Shach himself, in the beginning of Siman Shin Pei Vav, in Siv Katan Aleph, points out that he agrees with this sheet. If you look over there in the Shach, in Siv Katan Aleph, the second Marei Makom, Kaimalan Karav Meir, the Do and Dina de Garmi, that's the language of the Machaber. Hinei ra'isi haramban sheherich ma'od b'dinei garmi v'sof kidushei baba basra shalo, what we call the kuntras ha-garmi. V'itchalti la'asot chibur ubiur upilpul al devar. Just like the Shach wrote the Sefer Tokvo Kohen to deal with the world of Tfisa and the world of Maman Amutabach B'safek Cholkim, so he thought of writing also a chibur, separo al chibur, on garmi. Aval ach basher ki ra'isi ikar yesodo shesover dina de garmi midoraisahu umachmaseh haya muchrach l'chalik b'chilukim eizen nikra dina de garmi ve'eizen nikra dina de grama kedei shlo yisteru ze etzeh al kein huchrach aharich b'zeh. In other words, the reason that the Kuntus Rabban is so long is because he has to categorize what is grama and what is garmi, because he understands that we have over here a distinction mida oraisa, and it's very, very hard to find a definition which is going to take into account all cases. However, says the Shach, amnam lefi mashenira li ikar the dina de garmi eno ela knasa dirabanan. I hold like the Ritzva, ain't sarach achalik b'shum chilukim. We don't have to figure out, you know, like what's grama and what's garmi. What's chayav is garmi, and what's pater is grama. What Chazal decided to make a knas, that we'll call garmi. And when Chazal didn't make a knas, that was left as grama. And so there's nothing to write about. In other words, it's irrelevant to us whether currently it's shliach haragil. Chazal viewed it as shliach haragil. You can't ask, why did Chazal answer this case and not that case? We're not living in their time. We don't know what the culture was. And so it's hard for us to figure out why they were gozer. So I decided to take back. Why am I going to write a chibur and say, here Chazal were kones, here they weren't kones. Here they were kones, here they weren't kones. I mean, that's all I would write. We find Chazal made gzeros. They made a gzera by Hezek Shenonikar. They made a gzera, according to Rav Meir, you know, where it's that's the case of Metami Medamea. In other words, it's, you know, they made a gzera even sometimes Bishogeg, not only in cases of Mezid. So it's all gzeros Chazal. Okay, so far we have two main Rishonim, Rashi and the Ritzva. According to Rashi, Grama and Garmi is all one and the same, and there's every case is a machlokas, that there are those who are machayev, and there are those who are poter. But there's no difference in Grama and Garmi. According to the Ritzva, in definition, there's no difference between Grama and Garmi, but the cases that they left as a da'oraisa on the level of Ptur, those they call grama. And the cases that they made a knas, for whatever reason, those they called garmi. That's the shita of the Ritzva, and that's the shita of the Shach. However, most Rishonim take a totally different approach than the Ritzva and Rashi, and they say, no, there is a difference in definition between grama and garmi. And all the cases that come under the category of grama, they are patur. And all the cases that come under the category of garmi, they are chayav. And the machokas rishonim are, what are the criteria? What are the criteria by which Chazal divided between grama and garmi? Now, within those Rishonim, and that's most Rishonim, we have a very, very basic machlokas. This distinction, is this the Oraisa or Durabana? In other words, is the Chiyuv of Garmi mi the Oraisa? That's the way the Ramban learns, as the Shach pointed out. Well, according to Tosos, no, the Chiyuv of Garmi is mi Durabanan, but there is a definition. It's not just arbitrary that Chazal decided to make a knas here and here and here and here. Chazal had a working definition and said all cases that come under our working definition are going to be chayav midrabanan. Masha'en kein, according to the Ramban, it's not a working definition of Chazal, it's a working definition of the Torah. Okay, so that's a machlokas Rashi, the Ramban and Tosos. But the Ramban and Tosos both point out that Garmi and Grama differ in terms of definition. They differ as categories. What are the criteria? So the Ramban's basic criteria is Bari Hezeka, that if the Nezek is very, very likely to occur via this indirect act, then we're going to call that Garmi, and that's going to be Chayav Le Kulei Alma. And if it doesn't come under that category, then it's going to be Grama, and it's going to be Patur. Tosfos and the Rosh, we have over here in that same Tosfos where we had the Ritzva. So Tosfos, if you go up to the middle of Tosfos, if you see in the middle of the line, you have Kedushin Kaf Dalet Amid Beis. One line below that, a little to the right, it says, V'yesh Litein Tam, Maishno Kolhane Midina Digarmi. Why are all the cases that I listed in the beginning of Tosfos called Grama? How are they different than Garmi? Kagon Achve Achvuye de Gozol Basra, Maradino Lashulchan, even in Tzara, Nifritza Omer Lo Gedor, Dones Adin de Chayav Rav Meir, Filonosan Vasor Sharosa Shavavero, etc. Vachilek Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Lashon Echod, the Dina de Garmi Chayav, Hainu Shaose, Hu Atzmo Hezek Lamamon Chavero. That we have over here a hands-on damage, that he is causing the damage, perhaps indirectly, but it's hands-on. He's touching the object which is nizak. Hu atzmo osa hezek mamon chaveiro. Va'od chilek the dina degarmi dechayav haino mishas maisa sheba hezek. That is something that comes about immediately. That there is no time differential between the time the person does his act and the time the nezek occurs. So we have different definitions. Bari hezeka, is it hands-on? Is it immediate? But those are, according to most Rishonim, that's where we have the distinction. And so, going back to our Tosfos, Kadam Basilko, let's look at the Rif a moment. Yes? You could be touching it and rolling it, in other words, and then it's going to hit one thing and hit something else and third thing, and finally, 15 minutes later, it's going to break. So you're talking that would be a process it could be grama, you know, but we'll call it garmi because you started it in motion.
That would be miyad?
No, that wouldn't be miyad. Namely, we have different definitions. The Ri had different definitions. Are we talking, is the difference between hands-on and not hands-on? The difference between miyad and not miyad? Do you need two criteria, one criteria? Okay, so let's go back to, now let's go back to Tosos. The Rashi we saw. Rashi holds there's no difference between grama and garmi. It's a machlokes chazal, and this sugi is according to the Manda Amar, that grama bin Ezekin is chayav, is patur. If we move over to the Rif, and daf yud aleph amid beis, at the end of the sugya, the last two lines, after the Rif quotes the Gemara, the Rif said, "Mistabralon the lasilchasa baha ki rabba." We don't paskin like Rabba that the person who moved the kariot, the person who moved the cushions, is going to be patur. Mishim de sfira lekas Rabba holds lo adainin adin edigarmi ahudam arba gozo kamas or shoso shachaviro patur midini adam chayav midini shemayim. V'kaimalon the lasilchasa hachin. According to the Rif, this is a case of Garmi, And in a case of Garmi, we have a machlokas in Chazal. And even though Rabbah holds Garmi is Pater, says the Rif, I hold Garmi. I hold like the Amaran, that Garmi is Chayev. So going back to Tosis, Pirush Rav Alfus, the Rabbah Latame, the Lesley Dina de Garmi. But we hold that Garmi is Chayev, and this is the case of Garmi. Ularinire, the Hagrama ben Ezekin Hu, Upater Lekule Alma. In other words, what's the machlokas over here between the Ri and the Rif? They both agree, the Ri and the Rif both agree that there's a difference in definition between Garmi and Grama. And in a case of Garmi, it's a machlokas chazal, but we paskin chayev. And in a case of Grama, we paskin pater. What's a machlokas by Kadam Vesilek?
Is it Grama
or Garmi? What definition are we using? The Rif, to answer Yaakov's question a moment ago, sorry, the Rif is saying he doesn't touch the object. If he's not touching the object, that's a case of, the Rif would say, Bari Hezeka. The moment he moves the kariot, that's Bari Hezeka. Certainly this object is going to break. My nafkamina, whether he touches it or not, Bari Hezeka. That's Garmi. And therefore, we paskin chayev. And Tosa says, it's true, Garmi is chayev. That's not Garmi. In other words, you didn't touch the object over here. This is, we saw in the Ri. According to the Ri, you have to, the first day in the Ri, you have to be masik the object with your hands. You're not masik the object with your hands. You're removing the pillows. That's a case of Grama. Namely, so we can have, because they have different definitions, we could have a machlokas, what is Garmi and what is Grama? Even though everyone agrees Garmi is chayev and Grama is patur, but we have over here a machlokas, what definition to use. And that would be the machlokas between the Rif and the Ri. The Rif calls this a case of Grama, and the Rif calls this a case of Garmi. Okay? Yes?
Yeah. So what does the Rif hold that Rabba holds?
The Rif holds that Rabba holds that even Garmi is Pater.
Even Garmi is Pater.
Correct. In other words, that which Rashi says is the machlokas across the board on Grama and Garmi, the Rif would say no. Grama is always going to be patur. The machlokas is in Garmi. Okay? But that implies that there's a difference between Garmi and Grama. The Rashi doesn't, according to the Ramban, Rashi doesn't hold such a difference. Now this chiyuv of Garmi, within the Ramban, the Ramban himself holds, as I pointed out, that the Chiyuv of Garmi is a Chiyuv Doraisa. Tosas holds it's a Chiyuv Drabban. The Ramban holds it's a Chiyuv Doraisa. This Chiyuv of Garmi can be viewed, and this is what Rav Chisdin's Sefer is basically about. There's a whole Kunt, Rav Chisdin has a Sefer on Gram and Garmi. Is Garmi an independent Machayev? Kind of there is some pasuk somewhere that Garmi is Chayev. Or is Garmi simply telling us that we are expanding the definition of a Maisa Nezek? In other words, Garmi is an expanded Maisa Nezek. My nafkamina, whether Garmi is independent or whether it's a Maisa Nezek, well, firstly, can you have Garmi in Hezek Shenonikar? We don't have a Maisa Nezek. In Hezek Sheino Nika, we don't have a Maisa Nezek. Can we speak about Garmi? So if Garmi is simply expanding a Maisa Nezek, then Hezek Sheino Nika is not going to help us. But if it's an independent Machayev, maybe it applies even in Hezek Sheino Nika. Another nafkamina would be, what about, is Garmi only a din by a person or also by an animal? Is there a din that an animal causing damage via Garmi would also be Chayev? So if it's independent, L'chora, it could be across the board. If it is an expansion of a Maisa Nezek, maybe it's only an expansion of a Maisa Nezek of a person, not necessarily the Maisa Nezek of an animal. In any case, or you could say that vice versa, really. In other words, it's not Mukruch, one way or another. In other words, let's say the other way around. If it's a din of Maisa Nezek, so my nefkamina between a person and an animal. If it's an independent chiyuv, maybe it's dafka by a person. So in any case, but we're not going in that direction. How does the Rambam paskin within all of this? So let's read Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin together. Kol hagorem lehazik mamon chavero chayav l'shalem nezek shalem min hayofe benachasav kishar hamazikin. Af al pi she'eno hu hamazik ze hanezek atzmo ba'achrona. Af al pi she'eno hu hamazik ze hanezek atzmo ba'achrona. Hoyo v'hu hagorem harishon chayav. Ketzad, our case. Hazore kli shelo me'rosh hagag al gabe kare muksasos uba acher v'kodam v'silik esakarim me'al ha'aretz v'nechbar hakli ba'aretz v'nishbar chayav b'nezik shalem ke'ilu shvaro b'yadayim shesilu kakarim v'aksasos goram lo shi'i shavar v'chein kol kayotze b'zeh. How is the Rambam paskening in our case? The Gemara in our case says that according to Rabba, we are patur. What does Rambam say? Chayev. Kanireh. Looking at the page, who did he hold like? The Rambam makes sense. Who did he learn like? Like the Rif. Nacham. In other words, that this is a case of Garmi. And since this is a case of Garmi, it's a machlokes Rabba and other Amoraim, and we paskin like those other Amoraim, and therefore chayav. Look at the Ravid, Amar Avraham, Harav pasake mishum de danin and dina de Garmi. Eina kol modin lo lefish lo asa bekli shumaisa. What is the Ravid saying over here? What's the halacha of the person who removes the karmuk sasos? Potter. Why? Because it's grama. This is exactly the machlokas that we have between the Rif and Tosfos, is the machlokas, the Rambam, and the Ravid. Namely, that, in other words, everyone agrees that if it's a case of Garmi, it's going to be Chayav. If it's a case of grama, it's going to be Potter. What are our definitions? Kanera, the Rambam and the Rif go after Bari Hezeka. This is a case of Bari Hezeka. So you're Chayav. And Tosfos goes according to definition of is it hands-on or not hands-on. And here it's not hands-on, so it's grama and it's patur. Okay? Does it appear... So let's say the Rif is... the Rambam is like the Rif. And Tosfos is... And the Ravid is like Tosfos. Does it appear from the Rambam that this din of Garmi is Doraisa or Drabanan? From the language, from the syntax of the Rambam. Kol hagorem lahazik mamon chavero... Chayev l'shalem min hayofe b'nizak b'nechasev kishar hamazikin. Is this a language of Doraisa or Drabonan?
Sounds like a Doraisa.
Doesn't say anything about knas. Doesn't say anything about chiyavu rabbanon.
It's dafka the same lashon as the gzeras hakasev that we've seen before.
Nachon, 100%. And does it appear from the Rambam that this is an independent chiyuv, or that this is an expansion of a ma'ase nezek? Okay, so that's an open question. How, you know, where do you put the stress within the Rambam on Chayev l'shalem nezek shalem min hayofi min achasav kishar hamazikin? Kishar hamazikin, does it mean this is an expansion of shar hamazikin? But it continues, afal pi she'eno hu hamazik zeh nezek atzmo. Even though he's really not a mazik, hu hagorim harisho. So, in other words, it also can be read that this is an independent. In any case, where all of our chakiris can go into this Rambam.
Isn't the fact that you pay mita for Raya that it's an independent chiyuv, maybe you pay mita, isn't there a Raya that it's part of the...
Could be. I'm saying that.
Doraisa tikkun, so
no, it's not a tikkun. It's a Doraisa, according to the Rambam. It's not a Kein Doraisa. Okay, in any case, that's the ikar of the Rambam, is that the Rambam is like the Rif, that we have a din of Garmi with a definition that would include Mesalek Karim Uksasos. Then the Rambam comes up with a whopper in Halacha Ches. Okay, what is Halacha Ches? I mean, you know it's a whopper because the Ravid writes Lo Ra'isi Shibush Kazeh. I mean, the Ravid saw a lot of Shibushim in his lifetime, but a Shibush like this he never saw. Okay, so we have to try to understand the Rambam, right?
I think he says that more than once, though.
Okay. The side of Baruch Hashem, Divrei Torah, every day should be Chadoshim Be'enecha. Okay. Hazorek Kli Shachaveira Mirosh Hagag Algarek Gabi Karmuk Sasos. Shell Baal Hakli, V'kodam Baal Hakli, V'heisir Hakarim, Hazorek Chayev, Shezrikasa Hu Agorim Harisham L'Shviras Hakli. Im Kodam Acher, a third person, not the Baal Hakli and not the Zorek, a third person, V'silkan, Shnehem, the Zorek and the Mesalek Chayevin, Hazorek HaMesalek, Sheshnehem Gormu La'ave Mamono Shilza. Comes on the Ravid and says, this is absurd. Hazorek lo'olam patur, to psike gire. It's a Gemara. Hamasalek, imu kedivrei harav, chayavim kedivrei acherim patur, kene kasivna. In other words, we just saw halacha zayin, that the person throwing it, vaday is patur, because when he threw it, he didn't do any damage. And what about the person who moves? That's a machok to me and the Rambam, right? That I understand that this is Grumma, and the Rambam understands it's Garmi. Okay, that I can understand, we have a machlokas. But over here, to say that the Zorik is a Gorim, is Chayev, that the Zorik is Chayev, Ki you a Gorim, what's going on? How do you go against the Gemara? No, is it really such a Shibush?
I mean, we
and,
know that
the Rambam and Halacha Zayin is like the Gemara?
We already said that the Rif was saying that here, this is Rava's Shita.
So correct.
Rava held this was all Pater.
Right, but
he never said anything about, I mean, we were just this entire time assuming that the guy who's Chayiv is the one who removed the pillows. We never even considered the Zorik, but the Zorik is just as much of a hand in this as the...
Exactly, namely, that had the Rambam said in Halacha Ches that the Zorik is doing a Maisa Nezek, that's against the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Zorik is psike gire, he's not doing a Maisa Nezek. But the Rambam is saying the Zorik is Chayev, not as doing a Maisa Nezek. How is the Zorik Chayev? As Garmi. And he can't ask from our Gemara, because our Gemara is according to Rabbah, that Rabbah holds that Garmi is Pater. But we hold that Garmi is Chayev. And so we can have a Garmi, we can have two Garmis. We can have one Garmi, the person who's Mesaik the Karit, and another Garmi, the person who is throwing it down. That can also be a Garmi. If I take someone else's Kli and I throw it down, and then the owner of the Kli removes the pillows, then, in other words, I was the one who caused the damage, yes?
Yeah, but we said that the standard is Bari Hazega. If there's pillows on the bottom, there's no Bari Hazega.
So we'll have to come up with a broader definition of Garmi. Correct. What you're pointing out is that our definition is not going to help us to explain the Zorik. It'll help us to explain the partnership of the Mesalek. So we'll come up with a better definition. But all I'm pointing out is that it's not a Shibush Gamor. In other words, according to the Rambam, kaneh that Garmi is not limited to the Mesalek Hakaret. The Garmi can also be the Zorik in this case. When we're dealing with someone else's kli, he can also be viewed as a garmi. The Rambam himself says black and white that the zorek is not a ma'is and nezik hilchos rotzeach. Who can hilchos rotzeach? Hadochef chavero babor v'haya shamsulam babor yochol la'alos bo ozarek bocheitz hayatris biyado lohagin alav uba acher v'silek es hasulam v'heisir et hatris shnehem einon neherogim bebezdin. Afilu haya hadochef atzma hu shechazer v'silek asulam patim yisas bezdin v'nidrash mimenu dam. Namely, the Rambam says that if you shoot an arrow at someone, and when you shoot the arrow, there is a shield, and then someone else removes the shield, then you're not going to be chayav as a rotzeach. He agrees with the Ravid that pasak gire, when he shot the arrow, he was not a rotzeach. However, what could he still be? A gorem, an achinami. In other words, nidrash menudam. He's not a tzaddik, right? In other words, he could still be a gorem. And so over here, what the Rambam is speaking about, halacha ches, is gorem, and as Binayahu points out very properly, it does require a reformulation of the definition of garmi. When, in other words, that this would be a garmi, not a grum. Okay, that the Rambam is like the Rif and the Ramban, that there's a difference between grumma and garmi. We just have to figure out what the difference is. Where do you draw the line? Within Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber is like the Rambam and the Rif, and the Ramah is like, as we would expect, Tosus and the Rush, in other words. And that's what the Shach over there deals with as well. Okay. Let's continue. Let's move to the next case. Ve'amar Rabba. I have five lines from the bottom. Zarak tinok mirosh agag uba acher v'kiblo b'sayif. Plukta nerav Yehuda ben b'seira v'rabona. Ditanya. Hikahu asara b'nei adam b'asara makros. Bein b'bas achas bein b'zeh achar zeh. Kulan peturin according to Rabbanan. Ma'ashenken according to Rav Yehuda ben b'seira. B'zeh achar zeh. Ha'acharon chayav. V'bnei shekirev misaso. And so in our case, we have the Zorek, and we have an Acharon. And we have a case of Zeh Achar Zeh. So according to Rabbanan, we have both of them being Potur, and according to Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, we have the case in which the Acharon is Chayav. Okay? In other words, it's a parallel situation to what we find over there. The problem is, as Tosus raised, that the Gemara says that everyone agrees that if Horeg Trefa, then even the second one is Potter, even Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. So Tosus says, our case of Zorek Tinok in Rosh Hagag, Lodami Lohoreg Trefa, the Potter Lekulei Alma. Our Gemara implies that even though Rav Yehuda ben Beseira would agree by a Trefa, he would be Cholek in the case of the Tinok who is flying through the air. Turn over the page of Mar Makomos. What's the difference between the case of Trefa and our situation? How does Rashi explain the Ptur of Trefa? Shehu Patur? Gavra Ketila Chashivlei. In other words, what's the difference, according to Rashi, between the Trefa and this Tinok?
The Trefa is Bechezkos
Reis,
right?
But he's considered dead already,
or not? Well, why would the Trefa be considered dead and the Tinok not? Both of them are going to die.
Rashi sounds like it's a tough Nikar Chatichat. It's clear from the...
In other words, that in the case of Trefa, we have an internal issue. We have something which is Mahuti. We have something which is built in to the Trefa, that he is not a barchius, he's a barktala. This Tinok is a total barchius. We just have him in motion. Superman would need to swoop down and catch him. In other words, there's nothing wrong with the Tinok. Superman would come down and grab the Trefa. Trefa would still die. In other words, that's what the Chora, what Tosis points out, that we have over here a difference. Well, what's the machlokas, according to Gemara and Sanhedrin, between Rabban and Rav Yehuda ben Beseira? And what are they cholik? I mean, l'chora, their machlokes has tremendous halachic ramifications in terms of chiyuv and petur as whether you're rotzeach or not. And what is it based?
This kiyuv misaso counts as...
And on what is it? Are we dealing with the svara? What does Gemara say over there? Amar Rav Yochanan, Ushnehem mikra echa dorshu. The Torah tells us, V'ish ki yake kol nefesh adam. How do you understand these two words, kol nefesh? Rabbanan savre kol nefesh ad di'ika kol nefesh. You have to kill an entire nefesh. Ma'ashenken, if you have shutfim, you're not killing the entire nefesh. Ma'ashenken, Rav Yehuda ben Beseira savar, kol nefesh, kol dehu nefesh. As long as he is partially alive, a bit alive. Right? In other words, that you have over here a machlokes Hadarshanim, which has tremendous halach lemaisa ramifications, and we'll see later on that the Chora, this itself can be understood in two different ways. Okay, let's continue in the Gemara. Ba shor v'kiblo b'karnav, plukta d'Rav Yishmael b'noshu Rav Yochan ben Baruka v'Rabbana. D'tanya v'nosan pidyo nafsho d'mei nizok. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher of Yochanan ben Baruka Omer, Demei Mazik. Adka. A very, very, very Sphinx like Gemara. In other words, how does Rashi learn this Gemara? What are the working assumptions of the Sugya? In other words, if instead of having the Zeha Acharon being a person, with a sword, we have a shor with his carrot. And this shor is a shor mua. Okay? So we have a shor who is shayach to the world of kofir. And we have a machlokes whether kofir is demei nizak or demei mazik. And the halacha of the owner of the shor, does he pay kofir or not, is depends as to whether we say kofir is demei mazik or demei nizak. Well, what's going on over here? Let's start off with it. We pointed out that whether the person holding a sword is chayev is totally in machlokes rabbanan or Rabbi ben Beseira. What about this sugya? How are we going? According to Rabbi ben Beseira or according to rabbanan? In other words, what's an unwritten assumption in the Gemara? Again, according to rabbanan, according to Rashi. Let's look at Rashi. Bor shabasha muad v'kiblo v'karnav umes. In other words, according to Rashi, are we dealing with a case where basically there is a chi of kofir or not? Is there a chi of kofir on the table when this shor chi of kofir, meaning, do we have over here an act of ritzicha on the part of the shor? What is our working assumption? Well, let's work it out together. If we were to paskin like Rabbanan, in Sanhedrin, that when you have 10 people killing, even one after the other, they're all patur, would anyone say that the owner of this shor should pay kofir?
No.
No. Right? So clearly, our ksugi over here is working according to Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. According to Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, were a person to have killed the baby, he would have been chayav, because bezeh achar zeh, as long as you kill kol dehu nefesh, you are chayav. What if it wasn't a person? What if it was a shor? So what does the Gemara say? This depends upon what? If you hold that that kofir is the main mazik, so then...
then it could be different.
Then, l'chora, we have a maisa nezek on the part of the shor. We have a mazik who has damim. You add one and one. We have a chiyuv kofir with the main mazik. But if you hold like Rav Yishmael ben Oshel, Rav Yochanan ben Broka, that you pay the main nizak, when this tinok is going through the air, he may be alive, but what?
He's not worth anything,
as we saw way back in the Ravid, right? In other words, he's simply not worth it. We saw in the Ramban, he's just not worth anything. So then, you're off on a technicality. Your kofir is kofir times zero. The main nizak is zero. Namely, everyone agrees that the animal is a rotzeach. We pass like Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, that bezeh achar zeh, when you have a number of people involved in the death of an individual, bezeh achar zeh, the last one is chayev. Here the last one is at shor muad. The shor muad should be chayev kofir. But whether technically he's chayev kofir or not depends as to whether we have a kofir. Demei mazik, we have kofir. Demei nizak, that the child is worthless. He's alive, but worthless. He's being killed, but he's not worth anything, and therefore there'd be no kofir. That's the way Rashi learned, that if you hold the Mei Mazik, chayav, if you hold the Mei Nizak, patur. Comes on Rabbeinu Hananel and turns the entire sugya on its head. But bashor v'kiblo b'karna v'harago, machlokes Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokahi. The Tanya Nasan Pidyo Nasha Demei Nizak Rav Yishmael Ben Omer Demei Mazik Le Rabbanon Da Amri Demei Nizak Chayev Baal Hashor BeKofer Hare Shoro Horak Rav Yishmael Da Amar Demei Mazik Perush HaMazik Hu Haya Chayev Misa Mipnei Shelo Shamar Shoro Kilu Hu Horak V'Rachmona Chasalei L'Shalem Kofer L'Fi Shelo Asa Ma'asa B'Yadayim V'hocha, afilu hu ba'atzma b'chi agav no havi mechayev. Harabbanan pligi alei d'Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, patri lei, v'kol shekein ha'shoro. Namely, where does the Rach begin being cholik on Rashi? On what basic assumption, who are we working with in this Gemara? Are we working with Rav Yehuda ben Beseira or with Rabbanan? And why would the Rach say working like Rabbanan as opposed to Rav Yehuda ben Beseira? Because it's Rabbanan, Yochid the Rabbi. Like, why set up a whole sugi according to Rav Yehuda ben Beseira? We paskin like Rabbanan. So the Rach says we're dealing according to Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, we have no Rotzeach. If we have no Rotzeach, so if you hold that Kofar is the main Mazik, what does it mean to say Kofar is the main Mazik? Why should we go according to the main Mazik? Because what is this payment of Kofar? It's a kapara for an act of ritzicha. And do we have in this case an act of ritzicha?
No.
No. So therefore, if you hold kofar is the meimazik, it's a kapara for the mazik not watching his shore and the shore going out and killing someone, we don't have over here a maisa retzach. But if you hold kofar is the meinizak, forget about whether we have a maisa retzach or not, what don't we have here? Who's missing from the picture? The nizak, he's dead. And kofar is a tashlumen for a dead person. Namely, that in a situation where a person is killed and there's no maaser retzach, if kofar is a main nizak, so you owe the family compensation for their relative who no longer is alive. So the main nizak is a din in tashlumen. The Mei Mazik is a din in Maiser Retzach. According to Rabbanan, here we have no Maiser Retzach. When you have no Maiser Retzach, then there's no the Mei Mazik. Okay, this is the assumption of Rabbeinu Chananel. So on one hand, to set up our Gemara like Rabbanan is very, very, makes a lot of sense. You know, Hiliyachid Ramelch Karabim, to say that the Machlokas between the Dmei Mazik and the Dmei Nizak is the nature of Kofar. That Dmei Mazik is only a kapara for Retzach. So here, whether we have Retzach or not, that depends on Rabbanan. We've been Beseiro, we pass like Rabbanan, so we have no Maiser Retzach. Mashen Kein Dmei Nizak, that's Tashlumen. In the Shiurim of the Rav, that Rav Rachman put out, he points out that this is actually a shita of Tosfos. Tosfos and the Rach agree. If you look on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, the Tosfos over there, three from the bottom, Linyan Kofer. You have it? Mm-hmm. Etc. In other words, the Tosfos takes for granted also that if there's no Maisa Ritzicha, then there is no Kofar. Kevan de lo machayev Misa, if we have no Maisa Ritzicha, lo machayev Kofar. This is what Rabbeinu Chananel is basically telling us by us, that v'hocha hu ba'atzmo ki agavna lo hayev miskayev, if the person would not have been chayev, if he would not have been chayev Misa, harabbanan pligei Rabbeinu Beseira, so therefore, the shore is certainly potter as well. Okay, so we have over here a very basic machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel and Tosfos. Okay. Let's take Tosfos' case on the Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Tosfos points out that when we have a case of a vasachas, then l'chora, everyone agrees there's no ma'aser retzach. Even Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. He only disagrees when it's achar zeh. Why is that? Why is it that everyone would agree that when a person is killed by a number of people with vasachas, then none of them are considered to be a rotzeach? Let's go back to Sanhedrin. Look in the Rashi. Yiramaslo kol dehu nefesh. That's a Shidur Yehuda ben Beseira. Afilu miktsasa. Umihu. Heichad hiko bevas achas. There, lo katrinu lekulu, according to Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, even though lechori you have kol dehu nefesh, de ish kiyakya amarachmana velo shnayim shehikohu. Okay, that the chiyuv of Misa is only going to be bezach or zeh when you have one culprit. When you have many culprits with asachas, ish kiyak amarachmana lo shnayim shehikohu. Look over there at the Yad Ramah. Tana Rabbanan hiko asar b'nei adam v'eser makos v'asachas divrei hakol peturim d'hakohu b'hadei hadodei ninhu maya amres l'ktalinu l'kuhu haksiv nefesh tachas nefesh v'lo shtei nefashos tachas nefesh. Be'iste amre, ishim d'chsiv ish kiyake v'lo shikohu rabim. Well, we have over here machok between Rashi and the first lashon of the Yad Ramah. Why, if two people kill simultaneously, are they both off the hook? Even according to Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. Rashi has the drasha, ish kiyake v'lo shnayim shehikohu, and Yad Ramah has the drasha, nefesh tachas nefesh, v'lo shtei nefashos tachas nefesh. In what realm is the ptur? According to Rashi, in what realm is the ptur? Why, when you have two people who stab someone simultaneously, are they both off the hook? What are we missing over here, according to Rashi?
Neither one is really rotzeach.
Neither is there. We don't have over here a ma'aser retzach, an individual. We don't have here an individual ma'aser retzach, and lo shnayim shehikahu. In other words, a joint ma'aser retzach is not a ma'aser retzach. Ma'aser retzach is defined by an individual ma'aser retzach, according to the Yad Ramah.
On the punishment.
No, it's in the onish. That we can only kill one person for killing one person. We can't kill two people for killing one person. It's in the onish. Okay? In other words, Tosos, who says that were we to have two shivarim that were to kill an individual, there would be no kofar because there is no chi of misa. Well, that depends, l'chora. If we say there's no ma'aser retzach, that fits in nicely with what we've been saying. But if we say, because it's a din and onesh, maybe we don't kill two people who killed one person, maybe we'll kill two shvarim who killed one person.
That mandar and the Rama is a little bit shver in the first place, because we wouldn't, if somebody, if there were two people who did a resicha together, and then one of them was nifter mamela, 5 minutes later, we wouldn't say, oh, well, now we only have one rotzeach, and we'll take him out, and, we don't find it anywhere.
We don't find any way the other way around either. We don't find the case. Here we have the case. And the question is, why, according to Rav ben Beseira, if it's enough if you kill part of a person, and therefore when you're the last one in line, and he's still alive and you kill him, you're a rotzeach, why, if you kill along with someone else, are you not also killing part of a person? And why shouldn't you both be rotzeach? So Rashi says that we have over here a new definition that you have to be a lone ranger. You have to be, you can only have one rotzeach. You can't have two rotzeach. I don't know why that's any more sensible than saying you can only have one person chayav in beis din. You can't have two people chayav in beis din. It's an arbitrary definition.
Rashi has a parallel in the Shabbos.
Lo shnayim sheiku, right. In other words, but Shabbos we have a din machas machsheves. Here, pum fakir, we say kol dehu. According to Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, you don't need kol hanefesh. It was speaking within Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. Within Chachamim, certainly you can compare it to Shabbos, that you have to do the whole act, and if you do part of the act, you're pater. But according to Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, if you do part of the act, you can be chayiv.
No, because it's a full act of ritzicha for somebody who only has part of a nefesh left. That's different.
Okay.
That's said. Like, if you, like the melachos, you're chayiv for kol dehu. So, okay, so you're chayav for kol dehu, But if you're not a Ruxayach, because you did it for whatever technical reason, then you're off the hook, so then you're really not a Ruxayach.
Okay. So you're pointing out that were you to have Shnayim She'asuhu in a Maleches Koldahu, you'd be Potter in Shabbos.
Right.
Okay. So then that's what Rashi is making that parallel.
Right.
And the Yad Ramah, but again, it's not the Gemara, it's Rashi.
Right, it's Rashi.
And the Yad Ramah is saying that we can also come from the side of the Onesh. That would be the difference. Okay. Beseder, let's just do one more. Ukimta. V'amar Rabba, nofa mirosh hagag, nitka be'isha, chayev bedala dvarim, ubiyevimto lokana. Chayev benezik tzar v'ripui, v'sheves. Let's just deal with the world of Dalet Dvarim and Yevama. Why would we say over here be Avimto lo kana? So Rashi says, Afal Pisha Shaninu Haba al Yevimto Ben Shogeg Ben Mezid Kana, Hane Mile Hecha Diniskaven, Lebias Isha Acheres. Aval Ze lo Niskaven Lushum Bia, Hilkach lo kana. In other words, what did we call this last week? How did we call this category where a person, it's not that he was miskaving for the malacha, but thought he was going to do it in A and he's doing it in B, but rather...
Misasek.
This is a classic case of misasek. He's not aware that he is doing a ma'isa bia at all, and that's why there is no kinyan, because we have a case of misasek. Had we had a situation where he knew he was being boel, but he thought he was being boel his own wife, and it turns out he was being boel the Yavama, then in a chinami, that would be a kinyan. Here he's not aware that he's doing the act. As opposed to Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says that Rabbeinu Chananel says, "Ubi yevimta lo kana, sheneemar yevama yavo aleha, vekaimalon ad yiskavnu shnehem lebia." Let's start off. I should go back a little. Amar Rabba, "Haya yashen berosh hagag, nofal venitka beisho kayotziv obehizik chayev dalad dvarim, dekaimalon en kishui ela midas, vahave kiilu yesh kavana veyedia." V'chayav b'kol chutz min haboshes datatam ubi yevimta lo kana shenemar yevama yevo aleha v'kaimelon ad sheyiskavnu shneihem lebia. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, do we have over here misasek?
No.
We say that since we have a principle ein kishui ela l'da'at, and we can't have a ma'isa bia without kishui, so this would be havele kemiskaven. So if he's miskaven, so why in the world is there no kinyan? Because she's not miskavenet. In other words, he's miskaven, but she's not miskavenet. She's just innocently lying there. She's not miskavenet, and all of a sudden, an act occurs to her. So there's no kinyan because of her side, not because of his side.
His kimta is you'd be more. He adds the word yasha. His girsa is yasha.
Correct, because he wants to.
Be a reason to be more male, but he.
No, because he's assuming right. What pushed Rabbeinu Chananel, leaving aside maybe he had the girsa yashin, but what pushed him to learn that we're dealing with a case of kavana? Because what chiyuv do we have over here? Chayuv. Before we say bivimta lokana, what does it say? Chayev in Dalad Varim, and we saw in Daf Gavavim and Beis, you're only going to be Chayev in Dalad Varim when you have Kavana. And so, he has to set it up as a case where we have Kavana. If so, so why be Yavim to Lokana? Kanira, because of her side. What does Rashi do with Chayev in Dalad Varim? According to Rashi, there's no Kavana over here, it's Misasek. On Daf Gavavim and Beis, we said that Misasek is Pater from Dalad Varim. So what does Rashi point out? Niska beisha chaye bedvaladvarim ukigon. He set up an ukimta ukigon shenafal baruach metzuya dahavilei karov le mezid. Namely, do we have over here kavana?
No.
But what do we have?
Pshia.
Okay, so he moves over to the world of that you're chayav and dala dvarim because you didn't watch yourself, and over here you were posheya that you went to sleep on a roof when there was a ruach matzuya could blow you off, and that karov lepshia, and that pshia will turn you into karov lemezid, and we come about through the back door. In other words, Rabbeinu Chananel said, let's go in the front door. Right? The Gemara points out that you're only going to be chayav in arba dvarim, and ad shiyehe miskaved. Right? In other words, and so over here we have a kimiskaved. Why then, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, don't we have boshes that we're going to see next time? In other words, that boshes clearly requires kavana. According to Rashi, we don't have kavana. So not having boshes is fine. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, we'll have a problem. Okay, so Bli Neder on Wednesday, we'll finish the perek. Okay, and so over here you have Rashi and Tosfos on the Amud, and I'll fill you in with various Rambams and other Marmar Komos. So Bli Neder will do that. Okay, so I'm not at fault if you're not sitting down at 12 o'clock, but if you could be sitting down at 12 o'clock, would not be nervous.